17. Making Mayhem. Walking up Roppongi Dori from the Anna Hotel, where she's had the cab drop her, into the shadow of the multi-tiered expressway that looks like the oldest thing in town. Tarkovsky, someone had once told her, had filmed parts of Solaris here, using the expressway as found future city. Now it's been Blade Runnered by half a century of use and pollution, edges of concrete worn porous as coral. Dusk comes early under here, and she spies signs of homeless encampment, plastic-wrapped blankets tucked back into an uncharacteristically littered scrim of struggling municipal shrubs. Vehicles blast past overhead, a constant drumming of displaced air, particulates sifting invisibly. Roppongi, she remembers, is not so nice a place, one of those interzones, a border town of sorts, epicenter of the bubble's cross-cultural sex trade. She'd gone here with crowds to bars that were hot then, but now likely weren't, but always there'd been an edge of some meanness she hadn't noticed elsewhere in town. She pauses, aware of the plastic handle of the Parco bag. It's been rubbing against her palm for hours. It feels wrong for a meeting. Nothing in it but third-best skirt, tights, shrunken black fruit. She slides it between two ragged bushes bonsai by the expressway's shadow, leaving it there, and walks on. Out of the shadow and up the hill into actual evening in Roppongi proper. Checking the napkin map copied earlier from laptop screen. Parkaboy had forwarded Taki's segment of a Tokyo map. X marks the spot, one of the little streets behind the main drag. She remembers these as being either glossy or shabby, depending on the business done there. Shabby, it turns out, after a 20-minute wander, orienting to the napkin, and at one point spotting Henry Africa's in the distance, that expat bar she remembers, though that's not where she's heading. Where she's heading, she now sees, scoping it sideways as she reconnoiters past, is one of those apparently nameless little Red Lantern pub analogs they have here, places where tourists generally don't drink. Set into ground-floor walls in back lanes like this one. Their bare-bones decor, or lack of it, reminding her of a certain kind of functionally alcoholic corner lounge in Lower Manhattan, now nearing extinction as the city's ley lines shifted further still, initially in response to a decade's Disneyfication, and now to a deeper whammy. She glimpses past a dingy Norin in an open doorway, empty chrome stools of the soda fountain spin-around kind, but very low, fronting an equally low bar. Their red upholstery split and bulging, patched like her jacket, with peeling tape. She sighs, squares her shoulders, turns around, and ducks past the Norin into an ancient, complexly layered, and somehow not unpleasant odor of fried sardines, beer, and cigarettes.